Hello, this is Dr. Abigail Engel, Surgical Screening and Endoscopy Report on Jessica Holford, date of birth 1/28/1985, date of procedure April 5th, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golcher, DR referring, physician is self-referred. Procedure performed is esophageal gastrocolonoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is history of PUD, comma, EOE, comma, dysphagia, comma, GERD, comma, abdominal pain, comma, diarrhea, comma, blood in the stool. Description of procedure and form of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as monitoring, zero, experience of patient period. Patient is brought to endoscopy, suite, placed in a fetal position, sedated for anesthesia service, among anesthesia care period, a well-lubricated one, sedated gastric loop, is introduced into the esophagus, and advanced into direct question to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Retroflex 2 is obtained in the cardiac period, air reception from the stomach before withdrawal is scoped. The patient is then turned around on the flatter position as usual. Retroflex examines around period, while the duodenum colonoscope is introduced in the rectum, advances in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex with pulse. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve. Descending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal from the rectum period, the terminal lumen is intubated in a valley period, retroflex 2 is obtained in the rectum period, Boston Pop Press score is graded as a (7-2-3-2), comma, good prep period, the patient had the procedure well without any complications, findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus. Overall, was patent and appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of the eosinophilic esophagitis. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 36 centimeters in the big block with 3 tongues of salmon colored mucosa extending approximately 15 millimeters proximally, comma, prog C0 M1.5. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for their evaluation of EOE as well as for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and cerebral at H. pylori. Next line, duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Period, next line. At colonoscopy, next line. Boston Bell Prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 10 centimeters did have some mild erythema as well as some patches of ulcerations and erosions noted, comma, this was very mild. In appearance, comma, biopsies were obtained extensively for further evaluation to rule out Crohn's disease. Next line, biopsies are obtained in the right and left colon separately. To evaluate with random colon biopsies for microscopic colitis given the diarrhea. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a left-sided diverticulosis colon noted. Next line, plan follow biopsy to pathology. Next line, continue PPI BID at present. Comma will reassess number of eosinophils on biopsies obtained in the esophagus and may need reevaluation of therapy. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending findings of the biopsies in the terminal ileum. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you.